In the Republican primary in South Carolina yesterday, a resounding victory for Donald Trump and a virtual tie for second place between Senators Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz. For another candidate, the one-time presumptive frontrunner, it was the end. NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne wraps up an eventful night.
If Donald Trump had been looking over his shoulder, he didn't show it. In the past week, his commanding lead in South Carolina polls had narrowed dramatically. People were wondering if he'd fade come Election Day, like he did in Iowa. But in the end, a 10-point win. Trump congratulated the other candidates and said there's nothing easy about running for president.
It's tough, it's nasty, it's mean, it's vicious, it's beautiful. When you win, it's beautiful. And we are going to start winning for our country.
But the real fight last night was for second place between Rubio and Cruz. The lead changed hands back and forth as the votes came in. When Rubio spoke to supporters, his final finish was unknown. Still, it was clear it was a good night for him.
After tonight, this has become a three-person race, and we will win the nomination.
Rubio has yet to win a state, but he can claim to be the strongest among those trying to consolidate what's been called the establishment vote, the support of those not seeking an outsider such as Trump or Cruz. Last night, Rubio made his usual generational appeal.
Ronald Reagan made us believe that it was morning in America again, and it was. Well, now the children of the Reagan Revolution are ready to assume the mantle of leadership.
Ultimately, Rubio did get second place, just barely edging out Cruz, who once had hoped to win here. Still, the Texan remains in the top tier of candidates with a solid organization, lots of cash, and a message.
Indeed, the screaming you hear now from across the Potomac is the Washington cartel in full terror that the conservative grassroots are rising up.
The road continues also for Ohio Governor John Kasich and Dr. Ben Carson. They finished at the bottom of the pack, but we'll keep going. Which brings us to Jeb Bush, last night's fourth place finisher, who leaves the race looking like a candidate from another era. He choked up as he spoke.
The people of Iowa and New Hampshire and South Carolina have spoken, and I really respect their decision. So tonight, I am suspending my campaign.
No.
Yeah.
Rubio and Cruz both praised Bush, but Trump made no mention of him in his remarks. Trump did, however, address the notion that a shrinking GOP field hurts his prospects.
A number of the pundits said, well, if a couple of the other candidates dropped out, if you add their scores together, it's going to equal Trump. Right? They're geniuses. They don't understand that as people drop out, I'm going to get a lot of those votes also. You don't just add them together.
Confident as ever, Trump is defying polls showing he is highly disliked by supporters of other candidates. That's what Rubio and Cruz hope to capitalize on while they slug it out to be Trump's last rival. Don Gagne, NPR News, Columbia, South Carolina.